The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy. And if you'd like to get a free copy of the same newsletter that I get, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com, and you can sign up for a free newsletter. Your information will not be sold. It's just used, and what information? Well, that would be your email address. That will be used to send you a free copy multiple times per week of a very, very concise, easy to read newsletter about your health and medicine, written by Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, 31 books? 32 books? How many have you written?
31 coming out in the 31st coming out in November.
And the title 32, of your newest book?
Well, the one in June was 30.
Okay.
Next one will be Foods for Health.
Foods. Wow. That sounds wonderful. I can't wait to discuss that on the air with you. And class, if you would like to share hour number one of USA Prepares today, the broadcast, hour number one, with friends and family. There are recommendations from Dr. Norman Shealy about improving your immune system to fend off disease. And I think, based on what you're hearing on the news, that's something that you ought to consider doing. Dr. Shealy, I've had my blood drawn and many, many times over my life, and it's drawn in a syringe, and you can see the color of the blood. Does that tell a medical professional anything, whether it's dark maroon, bright red? Do the colors of blood tell us anything just on an instant visual inspection?
No, not usually, because it depends on many, many things, including how long the tourniquet was on before they drew the blood.
Okay.
Because it'll be darker because it loses oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, every once in a while, you're so anemic that you can tell that it looks weak. But in general, you really can't tell much about looking at venous blood.
Okay. All right. There is a product that I've learned about that's called Can, C-A-N, hyphen, and then the letter C, like Can C. And one of your biggest fans, Sunny Skidmore, she's 80 years old, and she owns a radio station in Missouri. It's called KLID, AM 1340. It's one of our affiliates, and she listens religiously to you. She owns a station, and she listens religiously to you. Actually, she listens to USA Prepares every day because we're being broadcast during drive time. This broadcast this morning will be broadcast this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. In Missouri, Poplar Bluff. And she's been trying this product called Ken-C, and she says that it really works for her vision. Do you know about this product?
I don't. Can you tell me what's in it?
Well, it's eye drops, and let me look it up. Let me look it up right now, and let's see. Whoops. Okay. Let me just give me a second to get this on the screen. Okay. Why can't... We'll come back to this when I get a description up. But while I'm looking that up, can you tell us about C. difficile? And what I understand about C. difficile is it's a disease that you can get, kind of a diarrhea type disease that you can get if you go into a hospital and you're on antibiotics and you will have a tremendous, tremendous case of diarrhea that you can smell for miles.
Well,
it's horrible.
Clostridia difficile is a very, very potentially serious intestinal infection, and it certainly can be caused by taking antibiotics for other things, but actually you can pick it up, especially in traveling in third world countries, and occasionally anywhere, because it runs around in dirty stuff.
Yes.
And it can be very serious, and once you've had it, it tends to irritate or damage the intestinal mucosa, sometimes for quite a long time. You need weeks or months sometimes to get it totally healed. And of course, again, just taking adequate probiotics can help as much as anything.
Okay, and you can die from this, Dr. Shuley.
Oh yes.
From what I've read, I mean, it's thousands of people a year die from C. difficile. And I first heard about this from from one of those home nursing companies where they have nurses that come out to the homes to take blood pressure and check on patients so that the patients don't have to, you know, come to the doctor's office if they're kind of a home care kind of a situation. And that's where I first learned about it. And it seems that it can be transmitted from one person to another just by being in the same room somehow, where if someone has C. difficile, the hospital staff, if the person's in a hospital, will wear a disposable gown when they see that particular patient, so they don't, and gloves, right, so they don't bring it to the next patient, the next room over. But my understanding is that this has a relapse rate of about 20% of the cases, and it kills about 14,000 people a year in the United States. So it's something that we probably need to be aware of. Is there a way that we can prevent this?
Well, just keep yourself healthy, and especially when you're traveling, tend not to eat raw foods, salads and stuff in other countries or the places where you're more likely to pick it up than in cooked foods.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, we're talking about Ebola, we're talking about C. diff, actually probably everything that we would probably not want to get. We just need to keep our immune system as strong as we can and use the standard prevention techniques of washing. And are we going to get to the point, Dr. Shuley, where we stop shaking hands and hugging people? Are we going to get, you think that's coming?
Well, if we get an epidemic of Ebola or anything like it, almost certainly.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to the meetup group I said on Monday, you know, we might get to the point where we don't meet up anymore. We'll have to do it a different way. Maybe we'll do it electronically or something. You know, we have a, you know, big conference call or a big video conference call, and rather than, you know, meeting in person. But there really is a... You know, it really takes an element out of the meetup that I really don't want to see us lose, which is the in-person meeting. But we could get to that point. The Ken C. eye drops. It's N-acetylcarnosine is what the compound is that goes into this eye drop. to dissolve cataracts. Now, you've had a very simple method for dissolving cataracts, and that was with castor oil. Is that right?
That is right. United States Pharmacopeia, that is, you know, drug quality, so that you don't have any impurities in it, one drop in the eye at bedtime, and only because it makes your vision blurry for half an hour because of the oil. But I've had a number of people get rid of their cataracts using that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a gal who came to the meetup. Well, she still comes. She comes from another state, and I believe Oklahoma. And she's a fan of yours, and she has done that, and she said, absolutely, it worked. Absolutely, it worked. And others have called me and said that their vision is dramatically, dramatically improved. Now, will that work on our dogs as well, our dogs who have cataracts? Just the
I have had a couple of people report yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any downside, any risk to doing this if we use a USP castor oil one drop per day?
No, none.
Okay. All right, there you go. So that is for cataracts. Dr. Seely, we had a gentleman come to our meetup, and he wanted to talk about black salve. Are you familiar with black salve?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us what your thoughts are on this? Is it something that, and what he said was, if you have a wart, a skin tang, a skin tab, a lump that could be cancerous, you apply this in a very specific way, and after a week, it's going to be painful to have go through this process, but they will just fall off. Is that really the case?
Yes. That there are numerous reports of it helping skin lesions. Now, I don't know a lump that's under the skin being helped mm-hmm. with it, although it can, if it's, a boil coming up, it can help it mature to the point of draining.
Okay. Now, I mentioned skin tags. What are they?
I don't know officially what they are. They are degenerative changes in the skin in which, little bunches of skin hang off like a pendulum. Yes. I mean, they can be, I've seen them almost a centimeter long. Usually they're only 3, 4, 5 millimeters long.
Right. Well, I'll tell you a little story when we come back about what happened to my dad when he went to a doctor, and the doctor saw one on him, and how he removed it. I'd like to get your opinion. He just used a piece of string. Maybe it was even dental floss. And kind of like he castrated it like we would castrate a calf with an elastic band. Dr. Seely and I will be right back. We'll be talking about.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So back in the 1950s, I was with my dad, and he went to the doctor's office, and the doctor said, let's take care of this skin tag. And so what he did was he took a piece of what appeared to me to be dental floss and just kind of tied a knot, you know, made a lasso and tied a tight knot over it. And he said, and he took a pair of scissors and trimmed off the ends of the string or the dental floss. And he said, it'll fall off in a few days. And it did. Is that a safe method, Dr. Shealy, of dealing with these skin
tags? Well, it probably is. However, you know, remember, you are going to have a wound there after it drops off. The skin will probably close rapidly. Possibility of a superficial infection is there. If I were going to do that, I would certainly put a triple antibiotic ointment on it twice a day till it heals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and I've heard of doctors just, you know, go into the doctor's office and he grabs a pair of scissors and just cuts them off.
Yes.
Does that hurt?
Yes, but it's no more than a needle stick. You know, it's that quick.
Uh huh. Okay, and I've heard of them being frozen off. So, you know, I went to a search engine and I typed in skin tags and there are potions and their ointments, and then there's even this thing called Dr. Scholl's Freeze Away, and it's I guess a chemical application that freezes these. If you were having one done or removed from your skin, Dr. Shealy, what would you want to do? Or would you just leave?
Well, I have to admit, I would probably go to my family doc and ask him or her to take care of it. You know, I tend to be cautious about the possible risk of a local infection.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be safer, but, you know, these other things do work.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, we have not talked about this, but I've been on this mission to build a barn, and I have. It's not done yet, but it's 120 feet long by 40 feet wide. So I've never built one like this before, and it involved pouring concrete walls and involved erecting steel trusses and putting a steel roof on it and 1.5 inches of foam insulation under the roof. And it's a monumental project for you know, those of us living at this farm. And we had to use a backhoe. We had to use you know, a large tractor to get the trusses up in the air. And it was tough. And here's why I'm mentioning this. Something has told me to build this barn. And something told me to wire it so that we could have, you know, enough electricity in there to actually house people. It actually, I've put water in there, you know, a potable water. Where I'm going with this is something is telling me to do this. And it's kind of, is there such a thing as, in your experience, divine intervention, divine guidance to say, look, Vinny, you need to do this. You don't know why, but you need to do this. Has that ever happened to you? Have you heard of things like that? And are they real?
No question. And, you know, sometimes probably they don't pan out, and other times you're most grateful that you did it, and if you've got any other good reason to have it, it's worth doing anyway.
Well, I do, you know, but something has been telling me over and over that this winter is going to be a pretty rough winter for the animals and to protect the animals. And, you know, it involves spending money that I would rather not have spent, you know, if I didn't have to. However, you know, now that this thing is almost built, I need to finish the sides on it, and I need to finish some wiring and those kinds of things. But it's a huge project. It's you know, way more complex than just building a pole barn. And I, you know, it's a day and night thing that's been going on for months and months. And what has happened, it has taken my time away from everything. Website development, going to events that I've been invited to. I've skipped virtually everything for the building of this barn because I keep getting this message, build the barn, Vinny. We come back after this break. Let's talk a little bit more about that. It's a very interesting thing that's happened to our family. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shuley, I've been guided to start and complete this project, and it's been taking months. It's taken all summer to get this to the point where it is today, and it's still not done. And it's a barn that could be used to house people in, you know, in an emergency, to shelter them. You know, who builds a barn with an inch and a half of foam, closed cell foam insulation for the ceiling and the walls, puts 72 lights in it. Literally. I mean, who does that? And I've been, you know, I've felt this kind of guidance from outside of my body that's saying, okay, you know, you're going on the radio, use your real name. Don't use a stage name. Use your real name. And it's okay to put your real phone number on the internet. I mean, most people in the right mind would never do that. And it's been okay. And so my question is, do you have experience with maybe that happening to you, getting this kind of guidance, or others? And can you share with us what you've learned through your experience of those who you've talked to?
Yes, there's no question that precognition, and that's what you're really talking about, can come either spontaneously during the day without, you know, just unknowing, or it can come as a dream the night at night. Mm-hmm. And when you have an extremely strong feeling about it, it often is correct. Not always. I mean, look, nothing's 100%. You know, my favorite statement, we can't decide whether you're dead or alive without going to the Supreme Court.
Right,
and
right.
Whatever.
Okay. So if a person has these kinds of feelings, would you suggest that they tend to pay attention to them rather than just write them off as nonsense?
Yes, but again, it has to be doable. It's, you know, you shouldn't do things that are risky or, you know, deplete you financially enough that you could be in serious trouble. If you can afford it and it seems great and you can find some other use for the thing anyway, then yes, go for it.
Okay. At a meetup a few weeks ago, we have a lot of regular meetup members, and they've been coming for years and years. And one of our meetup members was telling me about a situation that happened to him when he was having a procedure done. He had a carotid artery mostly blocked, and they were going to put a stent in it. And he divulged this information, and it's not like I'm releasing medical information without his permission. He openly discussed this at the meetup. And what happened during this procedure in Springfield, Missouri, is he flatlined. He coded. He died. He literally died during this procedure. He was brought back, you know, with heroic measures. He was out for a couple minutes, and he appears to be just fine. And I asked him if he wanted to talk about what happened at the meetup, and he said, yeah, I'd love to. So he spoke for a few minutes about what it was like to be dead. And, you know, it's one thing that probably everybody on the planet who's old enough to think about it would like to know, what was it like to be dead? And he said, I asked him if there was a light. Did he see a light? He said, no. He said he didn't see anything. It was nothing. So he wasn't drawn to a light. He didn't have to think about it. There was absolutely nothing. It just went to nothingness. But I've heard other people say that when this has happened to them, it got very, very cold. They were really, really cold, and there was no light. Others I've heard on the radio say there is a light. Dr. Shilley, have you had any experience with patients describing this to you?
Yes, there is a variety, and a certain percentage see nothing. A certain percentage sees the light at the tunnel and other spiritual related things. A rare person actually sees negative things. You know, it depends to some extent, I think, on that person's overall personality and their preoccupation with good or bad, etc. So there's not an absolute, unequivocal 100% the same thing. Dr. Eben Alexander's book that came out within the last year describes the usual way that it happens in a positive way.
Okay. There's a story of a teenage boy, and he's 19 now, but when he was 13, he had B cup size breasts when he was 13. And he was teased by those around him in school, and they called him Mooby. I guess that would be kind of like man boobs, some kind of a contraction there for that. And he was kind of traumatized by those around him who nicknamed him. Now, this guy literally, this young man, literally had breasts. There's, I mean, no question about it. And so he wore baggy clothes. I mean, he literally had boobs. Young man boobs. I would think that some girls would, you know, would be envious of him. They were that large. Well, he decided to have surgery to have them removed, and he's wearing a compression vest right now to help with the treatment and the healing. But the article talks about what would cause this, and it says, well, side effects of medication, anti-ulcer drugs, medications for heart disease, illegal drugs such as marijuana, anabolic steroids, drinking too much alcohol, kidney failure, liver disease, and lumps or infections in the testicles. And that's what it said. But, Dr. Shealy, isn't it more simple than that? Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is. You know, there are a number of estrogenic substances, and, of course, breasts require estrogen to grow. And petrochemicals, including dish detergent, for instance, a lot of materials used on farms, sprays, have organic petroleum-related pesticide, estrogenic-type things. So exposure to that can make a difference. And, of course, you know, testosterone and estrogen are, to some extent, made from the same basic chemical, and sometimes if you aren't converting enough of the raw material into testosterone and too much into estrogen, it can do it. Gynecomastia or enlarged breast is actually not uncommon in older men because of that imbalance between the production of estrogen and testosterone. It's been demonstrated that lavender oil, for instance, can actually cause estrogenic effects in young boys.
You know, I'm thinking about a story I read many years ago about these young girls in Puerto Rico. And I believe the story was in the 80s that I read this. That they were developing breasts at a very, very early age, and they were able to reproduce and have children probably by the time they were 13. They were ready to bear children at a very early age, and it was traced back to the estrogenic hormones that were injected or placed in the chicken feed that the chickens that were slaughtered for food that a lot of the Puerto Ricans ate as part of their, you know, main part of their diet. They ate a lot more chicken than, you know, in the 50 states. So they traced it back to the growth hormones to make these chickens grow breast meat so that they would they'd be able to sell more breast meat from the chickens. And the people who ate that developed breasts and were able to bear children at a much younger age. Do you think there's truth in that, Dr. Shealy?
Yes, no question about it.
And how can we let that? How can we let that continue?
Well, Vincent, how can we let the Committee of 300 continue? The narcissistic psychopath continue? You know, the Congress continue? I'm convinced that basically we need to replace a minimum of 90% of Congress.
I'm happy with replacing all of Congress. I have been advocating never reelect anyone.
Right. I think one election is maximum for anyone in a national office.
I was
not ready at this point to make the term for president a single term too.
I was driving down the highway, and I was going about the speed limit, probably within a mile under the speed limit or at the speed limit. And the speed limit on this highway was 65 miles an hour. Flying by me, I recognized a Missouri state representative. Flying by me. And weaving in and out, no signals, total disregard for the traffic laws that apply to the rest of us. I think that's just symptomatic of their attitude about rules and regulations that we are required to abide by, or we get tickets. But I think what they do is they flash their representative's badge and say, "Are you kidding me? I voted to give you guys a raise." You know, when they're talking to the cops. I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking this morning about when will the word Obama become a curse word? When will we get to the point where if we hit with our thumb with a hammer, you know, by accident, and we don't use a traditional curse word, we say Obama as the strongest word we can think of when we're thinking about outrage and disgust and pain? When will that happen? Dr. Shealy,
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy, there's a Spanish nurse. They think that she might have caught Ebola by touching her face as she removed her protective suit's gloves. And she's now under quarantine in the hospital. So is her husband and her dog. And now the authorities in Spain are saying that the dog's got to die. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about animals like her dog spreading Ebola to humans?
Many infections can be spread by animals. No question about it, of course. Whether the dog gets gets ill from it is not as important as the fact that it could be on their hair, et cetera, in their saliva, et cetera.
Now, but do we need to kill that dog, or can we just keep that dog away from others for the period that 21 days?
They need to be quarantined, not this, that's ridiculous to think about disposing of them.
Yeah, and that's what they want to do. They want to kill the dog. And that could happen to any of us. I mean, if we are suspected of having Ebola and we have animals, I mean, I can just see it now. I can see the authorities coming to my farm and saying, okay,
50 cows.
Your dogs... dogs, cows. I mean, Mr. Fennelly, who have you been in contact with? Well, these cows, these 100 cows, the 5 cats, and the 5 dogs. Okay, we're going to have to kill them all. And then what? And then what do we do with these rotting, diseased bodies? I mean, I think it would be a really bad day if that happened here for a lot of reasons. I certainly wouldn't want it to happen, and I would do my best to prevent it from happening. And, you know, I would self-quarantine. I would want to not be exposing anyone else to the potential of getting Ebola. And the Dallas victim has died. The Dallas victim.
You're probably too young to remember, but so much younger than I am. Junior, when I was about 5 years old, my sister developed a very severe case of regular measles, and she was quite ill. And our house was quarantined. I had to stay home from school. Nobody was allowed in and out of the house.
Now,
that was just measles, and that was, you know, just 70-some-odd years ago.
Dr. Shuley, I've heard of this, but you're the first person that I've talked to about this. Now, when your house was quarantined, did they have armed guards outside your house?
No, they had a big poster on the entrance to the house.
Right.
So that nobody, you know, would come in. Mm-hmm. But there were no armed guards.
Well, with this
Ebola
case,
I was not ill. I had, you know, maybe a dozen of the little red spots and not ill at all, but she was very sick.
Well, this nurse in Spain has armed guards outside of her hospital room. Now, what is that? I mean, what does that tell us? Armed guards there with guns at the ready to execute people. Now, would that be people trying to get in to see her? They want to keep them out, or they want to keep her in, or what? I mean, really, we've got armed guards. Now, you didn't need armed guards at your home. I mean, you just said, okay, this is what we should do. It's the reasonable, responsible thing to do. Fine, we'll do it.
Well, there are not enough people in our military to do that if we have an epidemic. So, crazy though as it is.
Dr. Shuley, here's something that I find very interesting. There's an article on the internet, and it's about this mother. And she applied a hair dye that, you know, that she purchased. She didn't mix this up in her bathtub or her sink. She applied it, and she had an allergic reaction. She looks like she was doused in the face with acid. Do you have any 30-second or 10-second advice about using products like this and testing them before you use them?
Well, I think most of, I don't know because I've never done it or wanted it done, but I think most of them say you do a small skin patch, you know, one right. little area sort of on your face before you put it on your head.
Yeah. And you know, what's wrong with whatever color hair you've got?
You're just lucky to have hair, I think.
Thanks so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.